Chapter 4. Mr. Hyde and Mr. Seek. After his visit to Dr. Lanyon, Mr. Utterson did not sleep well. He tossed and turned until 3 in the morning. When he finally slept, he dreamed and moaned. Over and over he saw snatches of pictures. A child running, a man walking very fast, a collision of the two. The child on the ground with the man's foot about to descend on her arm. A new set of pictures. Henry Jekyll asleep in his large and richly furnished bedroom, the embroidered curtains around the bed plucked apart by a hand with dirty, broken nails. Jekyll, in a robe, seated at his desk, being forced to write a check for £90 by a man standing over him. The man in these two dreams haunted the lawyer all night, and into the day. Yet the man had no face that Utterson could recognize, though he knew the man in his dream was Edward Hyde. When he awoke in the morning, Mr. Utterson made a decision while the nightmares still had hold over him. He decided to see this Hyde for himself. "Mysteries often vanish when facts are brought forward," reasoned Utterson as he made plans. "So if I replace a phantom Hyde with the real Hyde, I might understand the reason for Jekyll's will. At least Hyde's face will be worth seeing for 2 reasons besides the will. It caused instant hatred in my cousin Richard, and its owner is without mercy toward children." From that morning on, Mr. Utterson went to the street of Blackmail House whenever he could free himself from his legal work. He would linger near the scarred door in the early morning, in the evening after dinner, and late into the night. With a wry smile, he said to himself, "If he is Mr. Hyde, then I shall be Mr. Seek." At last, Utterson's patience was rewarded. It was a clear night with a touch of frost in the air. The shops near Blackmail House were closed, and the lawyer was the only person about in the small street. Near 10 o'clock, Mr. Utterson became aware of an odd, light footstep. A tingling in his spine told him that the man he sought was approaching. Utterson stepped back into the courtyard next to the door, just as a small, plainly dressed man crossed the street, stopped at the door, and took out a key. Mr. Utterson came out of the gloom and said loudly, "Mr. Hyde, I think?"